we seem to have slipped into a mode where the less challenging the game, the sloppier we become. And we've got to quickly alleviate that. And we will. I've got every faith in the players I've got. And I've said before, you can't... People look at football and people comment on football. And I think, having been in it for so long, I think people underestimate the element of luck in football. When it goes with you, it's great. And when it goes against you, it can debilitate you. We've had a little slices of luck along the way this season. You know, I think we're a little bit lucky to win against Doncaster. Certainly very fortunate to beat Bradford. And only ever so slightly rolled our luck against Burnley. But in the league games, we've had nothing but bad luck. And you've just got to keep working at that, because it'll quickly change for you if you keep putting yourself in the right areas, you keep playing on the front foot. The decisions that are going against you suddenly go for you. I mean, last year, I think by this time of the year, I think we'd had 6 pens. We've probably had 6 penalty shots this season and haven't had any of them. You don't want to hide behind bad luck, and you don't want to use that as an excuse. But sometimes you've got to look at when the luck is going for you. Don't get kidded by giving you a result.
Has it been, as you would have expected, has it been more difficult or has it been easier to integrate the number of players that you've had to bring in because of all those departures? Is it taking a bit longer than you would have thought?
No, it's been easier than what I thought it would be, to be honest. They're a good set of lads. They want to work hard, they want to learn. You know, I'm disappointed that we lost on Wednesday, the man that we lost, because there was nothing in the game, and certainly for the young lads who came in. You know, Ross didn't deserve to be on the end of a 3-0 defeat on Wednesday. But we've got to get this mentality of learning how to win. And we know how to win. And, you know, we've shown already a couple of times this season the ability to show a bit of character and dig in. And so we've just got to, you know, we've got a really tough game coming up on Saturday. And generally that brings out the best in us. So hopefully that'll be the case on Saturday.
Yeah, you've had slow starts before to league campaigns. You've had, you know, bad results early on, things that have gone against you, and quite a few times have picked up the longer the season has gone on. Is that the kind of trajectory you've got to look to follow now?
Oh yeah, I've got to hope that, yeah. And it's not going to be easy, but we've got good players. And if you've got good players, you're less worried than if you didn't have good players.
Does it get any trickier in this division than a trip to Carlisle? I don't think Accrington have won there since 1950-something.
Yeah, it's a tough place to go to. Last year, a couple of things went against us. The year before that, we had an offside goal that beat us. We had an offside goal that beat us last year as well. But they've had a good start. They've got good players. And if we play the way I know we can play, it should make for an entertaining game. Because from all accounts, they've altered the style to similar to what they played last year at the start. So it should be an open game, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Yeah, you sort of touched on it earlier that a really close sort of blood and thunder kind of game might actually keep them switched on, your players, more than going into a couple of goal lead as they did against Morecambe and maybe arguably switching off.
Well, we switched off for big periods against Exeter, we switched off for long periods against Barnet, and that's disappointing because we didn't see that in the Wickham game, we didn't see it in the Burnley game, we didn't see it in the Bradford game, didn't see it in the Donny game. So we've got to start getting onto an even keel now, because we're either going incredibly high or incredibly low. Once we get an even keel, then when your highs do come, they make a big difference to you.
No Mark Hughes, his suspension kicks in. Does that leave you with a big decision asking somebody to step up and step into that role at centre-half? I guess there are quite a few candidates now that you've brought Zach Viner in as well.
No, I've got players who can play in there, so I've got no problem with that. And I trust anyone who has to go in there.
Shea McCartan's away with internationals, I think. Is there anybody else definitely not going to be with you, or indeed any of the ones we know about likely to be back?
We're hoping Senegal now might be fit. Jordan Clark and Chris Eagles and Scotty Brown are doubtful, but when they're back, that'll give us a lot more sense. We've got a big squad, and we've got a good squad, and so, you know, I've got faith in the players who are going to come back as well. It'll be like a new signing for us.